About to be your new favourite space. The award-winning Rathaus Garden Centre, where plants come first. Discover our famously large range of quality plants to take home. Plus 2 acres of inspiring show gardens to explore. And with the popular Wildflower Cafe and Gift Shop to visit, it's the ideal destination. Rathaus Garden Centre, just 10 minutes from the M50 on the N2. Find us on social media or at rathausgardencentre.ie.
It's almost 12 o'clock with Neuex.ie. Revamp your kitchen with style. Get an affordable and quality design from the experts.
It's Neuex Newman's kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
On FM, on your mobile and on your smart speaker. Radio Nova.
News for Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow.
At midnight, good evening, I'm Tina Gates. The Taoiseach says Israel has moved beyond defending itself, replacing reason with revenge in Gaza. Simon Harris has called on the European Union to use its influence to ensure maximum restraint and prevent any further escalation in the region. He's been speaking to fellow EU leaders in Brussels today about recognising the state of Palestine.
I think the European position that is emerging is quite clear. It's one that needs to be focused on de-escalation. It's one that needs to appeal to all parties to show restraint, because anything other than de-escalation and restraint results in very significant catastrophe and bloodshed for many millions of people in a region that is already unstable.
Sinn Féin's called for an extra 3,000 beds for the health service. The party believes they're needed to tackle overcrowding. It's after it revealed 250,000 hospital cancellations last year, including 800 chemotherapy sessions for children. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald challenged the Taoiseach over the issue in the Dáil earlier.
So to ensure that no child's chemotherapy appointment is cancelled due to crisis in the system, government has to increase bed capacity. We need 3,000 additional hospital and community beds, and well, you know it. And then, crucially, we need to end the recruitment embargo imposed by your government to relieve pressure on hospitals.
Children's Health Ireland has challenged reports of cancellations in chemotherapy treatments for children. They say the majority of delays or deferrals are due to patient-specific reasons. Adding delays or deferrals due to beds or staffing issues are rescheduled at the earliest opportunity. The Taoiseach says the Justice Minister could bring amendments to proposed hate crime legislation. It's after an internal Fianna Fáil document found the laws in their current form could stigmatise people for life for making foolish remarks. Micheál Martin says there are options the government can take.
I think legitimate concerns have been raised in public debate around the freedom of speech aspect of it, although the Constitution covers freedom of speech. And I think the Minister, there's a number of options here. My view is, you know, if the Minister's coming forward with amendments, and then we could potentially refer to the committee and re-examine the legislation. And all of the political parties who were for it, now against it, come back in and give their views.
There are parts of the Family Courts Bill which could negatively impact victims of domestic violence and children. That's the claim from family law practitioners, who are calling for a review of the proposal to relocate most divorce, separation and cohabitation proceedings back to the district court. Sheena Nocton reports.
This bill was introduced in 2022 with the aim of putting family and children at the centre of the justice system. It proposes changes including a dedicated family court, family law judges assigned on a full-time basis and specialist training. However, there are concerns around the proposed move of proceedings from the Circuit Court to District. Caroline Cunahan from Safe Ireland says this needs to be amended to protect vulnerable people.
The addition of an extra 5,000 cases is going to further delay very important hearings for our clients who are survivors of domestic violence, because every delay means more distress, more expense, may even have implications for the safety of those people.
Chair of the Family Lawyers Association Paul McCarthy says they don't oppose the entire bill, but the focus should be on improving what's already there.
We have a circuit family court already. We don't need to reinvent the wheel by putting all of that in district court where there is no such structure. So why not take all of the resources that are going to be committed to the district court project and put them into the circuit court and just make it better?
The Justice Minister is due to meet with family law practitioners next week to discuss the bill. Sheila Nocton at the Family Courts Bill Summit, Dublin.
And that's your latest news update at 4 minutes past midnight. Sport now, and in soccer, there will be no treble for Manchester City this season. Their defence of the Champions League has been snuffed out by Real Madrid at the quarterfinal stage via a penalty shootout. Real keeper Andrew Lunin saved twice as the 14-time champions won the shootout 4-3. It finished 1-1 after 120 minutes at the Etihad and 4-4 on aggregate, but it's Real Madrid who'll face Bayern Munich in those semi-finals. Joshua Kimmich scored tonight's only goal as Bayern won 1-0 on the night and 3-2 on aggregate against Arsenal. Chelsea have moved above Manchester City on goal difference at the top of the WSL. Emma Hayes' side beat 10 women Aston Villa 3-0 at King's Meadow. To rugby, former Ireland captain Brian O'Driscoll believes there should be even more distribution of wealth on a more even pattern among the provinces. Jemison Gibson Park is set to become the 10th Leinster player moved onto the IRFU's payroll. By contrast, Munster, Ulster and Connacht each only have one centrally contracted player. O'Driscoll says a more equitable system would benefit Irish rugby as a whole.
Even as a Leinster fan, you don't want there to be a very clear front runner who's in second, who's coming, who's chasing them down. Because at the moment, doesn't feel like anyone is. And the national team does thrive on big competition amongst the provinces.
In Gaelic games, Sligo have advanced to the semi-final of the Air Grid Connacht Under-20 Football Championship at the expense of Mayo. The defending champions were 14 points to 9 victors in Castlebar and will play Galway in the semi-final. Roscommon finished top of the round robin and go straight to the final after their 3-15-2-6 defeat of Leitrim. Derry are through to the semi-finals of the Ulster Under-20 Football Championship. They were 1-11-7 point winners over Cavan at Owen Beg and will face Donegal in the semi-finals. And Monaghan's 1-15-13 point defeat of Armagh sets up a semi-final away to Tyrone. Kerry are on the brink of a place in next month's Munster Under-20 football final. They beat Cork 1-12-11 points at Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Tipperary remain in the hunt following their 1-10-7 point defeat of Clare. And that's your latest news and sport at 6 minutes past midnight.
Radio Nova weather
with QuoteDevil.ie.
For car insurance, van insurance or home insurance, call the Quote Devil. Unless, of course, you've got money to burn.
The Quote Devil's always got one hell of a quote.
Quote Devil Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
A dull night ahead, dry and cloudy apart from the odd isolated shower with a chance of mist or fog patches developing later. Lowest temperatures of 3 or 4 degrees. You're up to date to the home of the Nova Noise, giving you a clue a day for your chance to win 13K on Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
One influential album, no interruptions. It's Radio Nova's classic album at midnight.
Released, believe it or not, 30 years ago, 28th of March 1994, the 14th Pink Floyd album, The Division Bell. The second one without founding member of the band, Roger Waters. The Division Bell was written mostly by David Gilmour and Rick Wright. It features his first lead vocal on a Floyd album since Dark Side of the Moon. Polly Sampson, Gilmour's then-fiancé, co-wrote many of the lyrics, dealing with the themes of communication. The last Floyd album to be composed of entirely new material, and the last to be recorded with Rick Wright, who died in 2008. It's one of those albums, in hindsight, the critics all went, hey, it wasn't half bad at all. It's one of those, wrap your ears around it. The Division Bell, your classic album at midnight on Nova. We'll open with Cluster One.
track by track. It's Radio Nova's classic album, At Midnight.
Yeah. It's Radio Nova's classic album.
Classic album.
At midnight.
Thank you.
Now life devalues day by day, there's friends and neighbors turn away, and there's a change that even with regret cannot be undone. Now frontiers shift like desert sands, while nations wash their bloodied hands of loyalty.
Influential album. No interruptions. It's Radio Nova's classic album at midnight.
inside out. My skin is cold to the human touch. This bleeding heart's not beating much. I murmured a vow of silence, and now I don't even hear when I think aloud.
Classic album at midnight on Radio Nova.
All the tracks, none of the ads.
The Classic Album at Midnight on Radio Nova.
Lost your thought.
Classic Album at Midnight on Radio Nova.
Let's make sure we keep talking.